I don't want it. I don't want it. I want to be there. Every part of me needs to be there. For both of them. Today I bury my husband. Next to my only child. Her grave is still so new. There's only a little bit of grass on it.
Mrs. Palmer, there are things dark and heinous in this world. Things too horrible to tell our children. Your husband fell victim to one of these long ago when he was innocent and trusting. Leland did not do these things, not the Leland that you knew.
No. That man I saw. Long, dirty, disgusting hair.
He's gone. Forever.
So is everything I loved.
Sarah. I think it might help to tell you what happened just before Leland died. It's hard to realize here and here what has transpired. Your husband went so far as to drug you to keep his actions secret. But before he died, Leland confronted the horror of what he had done to Laura and agonized over the pain he had caused you. Leland died at peace. In his last moments, he saw Laura. He kept saying how much he loved her, and I believe she welcomed him, that she forgave him. Mrs. Palmer, I would be honored to drive you.
Leland always found the other earring.
Get some of this Waldorf salad here.
People to these things, or do they just show up?
Well, it
At a time like this, people just naturally come together. It's a time of reaching out. I remember when Mother died, there must have been 100 people. Seems like the whole town's falling apart. Somehow James thinks it's his fault. First Laura, then Maddie. Or maybe he blames me, I don't know. Two people in love couldn't have caused all this, could they?
Oh, honey. You'll come back. Everything's gonna get better.
Very involved.
Welcome home, Dr. Jacoby.
Major!
You appear to be fully recovered from your recent setback.
Well, nothing beats the restorative powers of Hanalei Bay.
Sheriff, how are you?
Major.
What's the matter? Doesn't she feed you? Oh, man.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? Well, I wouldn't spend my time changing diapers.
What's next for you, sir?
Well, Major, I'm not exactly sure. I've stockpiled a few weeks of vacation time. Now might be the time to cash them in.
For starters, would you care to join me for an incredibly pleasant evening of night fishing?
Aces.
Eddie, can you see my underpants in my shoes? I looked down and I thought I could see the reflection. Think boys are looking up my dress?
Sweetheart, I can't see a thing in your shoes. I promise.
Donna came over to see Laura. Do you know what they did? It was late. We'd made popcorn. And they made this very serious promise to each other to be best friends forever. I think it was a kind of bond against dying. I need to remember all of this.
Besides, she's cursed. Ah! Oh!
I'm gonna stick his head in the gutter where it belongs!
Oh. Wayne, now knock it off! Knock it off! Remember where you are and why we're here. Please.
They seem to be having fun.
The mayor and his brother. Dougie owns the newspaper. They've had a running feud going for 50 years.
Nobody knows how it started. Something about an old flame in a rumble seat. I don't even think they remember anymore.
Well, the nest's a little stirred up right now. Dougie's engaged to be married to a babe.
For the fifth time?
She's still in her teens. He's 110. One of those January-December sort of deals.
You remember the first time Dwayne ran for mayor? When was it?
Oh, 62? Yeah, 1962.
Yeah. Dougie wrote an editorial, came out against Dwayne, and Dwayne was running unopposed.
Harry, I'm really gonna miss this place.
You're asking me to admit a 35-year-old woman to the senior class.
You got me there.
Eddie, how much longer? Class is starting.
We'll be right out, Nadine. Just a few more minutes.
Guess what? Cheerleading tryouts today. I just saw a notice on the bulletin board.
Well, that's great, honey. Why don't you go practice your splits?
Okay.
Philman?
Customer relations. Has everything been satisfactory during your stay with us, Mr. Cooper?
Audrey, I have no complaints.
When are you leaving?
Going fishing.
But you are leaving.
Yes, in effect, I am.
So this is it? You save my life, then break my heart?
Audrey, I've explained to you my personal policy about involving...
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm a teenager.
And you were involved in a case I was working on.
Someone must have hurt you once really badly.
No, someone was hurt by me. And I'll never let that happen again.
What happened? Did she die or something?
As a matter of fact, she did. You want to know how? She was a material witness to a federal crime. We were supposed to protect her 24 hours a day. My partner and I. Wyndham Moreau was his name. He taught me everything I know about being a special agent. And when the attempt on her life was finally made, I wasn't ready. Because I loved her. She died in my arms. I was badly injured. And my partner lost his mind. You need to hear any more? Audrey, I like you, and I care about you. I'll always consider you my friend.
Friendship is the foundation of any lasting relationship.
Well, it's nice to be quoted accurately.
Well, let me tell you something, Agent Cooper. One of these days, before you know it, I'm going to be grown up and on my own. You better watch out.
Okay, Audrey, it's a deal.
You know, there's only one problem with you. You're perfect.
It's big. But it is bad.
Leo just got that suit. Fits him a little tighter.
Yeah, it's a shame to let good threads go to waste. What do you think? Green or yellow? I gotta look good, man. Ben Horn is a man who notices these things, you know?
Bobby, honey, you look great. Will you take me out tonight, please? I'll get all dressed up.
Without Leo, we just leave him here.
I don't know, I'll get a sitter or something. I've got to get out of this house.
Sweetheart, lover, listen to me. If I land this job, Ben Horn, we're on Easy Street. I'll take care of you in ways you never even dreamed of. Hang in there and let Bobby do his thing. It's for both of us, okay? I gotta ramble. Cross your fingers, cross your toes. This is the big time!
Woo!
Later.
Hello, Harry.
Forgive my saying so, Catherine, but aren't you dead? Does Pete know?
My husband and I will be duly reunited.
Well, all things considered, welcome home.
Any questions?
Yeah, a couple.
Am I under suspicion?
Well, I guess that depends on the answers I get. Maybe you'd like to call your lawyer.
No, that won't be necessary. I have nothing to hide.
Good, good. Well, for starters, where the hell you been the past 2 weeks?
Harry, do you believe in guardian angels?
Guardian angels? Catherine, to tell you the truth, I'm not so sure what I believe these days.
I believe an angel saved my life. I was home the night of the fire. A man called, a voice I didn't recognize. He asked me to meet him at the drying shed. There was a vague threat implied, so I went and I took my gun. And that girl, what's her name?
Shelley Johnson.
Johnson, she was there. She was tied up inside. And I think a bomb went off. I have just nothing but impressions after that. Just walls of flame, screaming, and I have no idea of how I escaped. But I found myself in the woods. I was afraid. I was afraid for the first time in my life. I dragged myself through the night. And then, as the sky lightened, things began to look familiar. The woods, the path, a rock formation. And I was flooded with memories of my childhood. I thought, this is what heaven is. And that's when I saw our old summer cabin in the woods. Heaven was Pearl Lakes. I'd walked miles through the night. Only a guardian angel could have brought me there. Thank you. Thank God we always kept a well-stocked pantry. I went in and I opened a can of tuna fish. And I waited for whoever it was that was trying to kill me to finish the job. A loaded gun by my side. I was terrified that every moment was going to be my last.
What made you come back?
I ran out of tuna fish.
Great news, I quit smoking.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you. To be honest, I wanted to talk about our bambino.
Our bambino?
Lucy, I have been in a ghastly turmoil, and do you know what I've discovered? I, Richard Tremaine, am a terrible crashing bore. And what I desperately require in my life is something, no, someone more important than myself to think about, to care for. So perhaps you can see why that is a result. I must say, parenthood is suddenly so appealing.
Parenthood?
Fatherhood, more specifically. And since I have no skills in this area, nurturing is a relatively foreign concept, I've enlisted myself in the Happy Helping Hand program. Part-time big brother to some adorable homeless waif.
Excuse me, are you the same Dick Tremaine that works at Horn's department store?
Yes. And Lucy, I must say, I have absolute confidence that the child is mine. Lucy. Lucy, Dick, I have something I'd like to say.
What is it, Andy?
I would like to say that we're all in a very difficult position. I come from a large family, and Mama always said she couldn't have fussing and fighting around her when she had a bun in the oven. And until we know for sure who's gonna be throwing that baseball or building that dollhouse,
We should all be friends. So you two go right ahead and talk, and I'll see you.
Andy, are you crazy?
Hawk, I know Lucy, and I know what'd get her. Morals and manly behavior. You think I went too far?
Harry? Well, I guess this is goodbye. Major Briggs says there's a frying pan full of steelhead trout out there with my name on them.
That's why I figure you're gonna be needing this. Now, when those steelhead are running upstream, they are only thinking about one thing, sex. A green butt skunk breaks their concentration.
A green butt skunk?
Yeah. Tied him myself. My dad taught me how. His dad taught him.
Harry, I don't know what to say.
Oh, one more thing. Recycle this. Bookhouse boy patch. We all agreed you're one of us now.
Harry, I am honored beyond my ability to express myself.
You wear that in good health. You ever need us, we'll be there.
Deputy Hawk, if I'm ever lost, I hope you're the man they send to find me.
May the wind be always at your back.
Deputy Andy, your bravery is only exceeded by the size of your heart. A rare combination indeed. Lucy, my best to you and yours. Now you better invite me to that wedding, whoever the lucky man might be.
Sheriff Truman?
Yeah.
This is Special Agent Roger Hardy of the FBI.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Dale, we've got a problem. Effective immediately, without pay, I regret to inform you of your suspension from the FBI.
Coop, I suspect you know why I'm here.
I don't.
Internal affairs.
We're the agents who watch the agents.
And his presence refers to my crossing into Canada.
Now, hold on. That was directly related to a case we were investigating.
Not without my knowing about it, it wasn't.
What's the charge, Roger? Misfeasance?
Miss what?
The improper and unlawful execution of an act that is in itself proper and lawful. The rescue of Audrey Horne.
In part. There's also the disturbing allegation as to your motives and your methods.
What allegation?
Well, I'm waiting for some evidence to arrive. We'll convene in 1 hour. Alone.
Mr. Horn wasn't expecting you. He said that possibly we could set something up for you next month.
Did you tell him it's about the tape that he got in the mail yesterday and it's urgent? Could you tell him that, please?
A little late for Halloween, isn't it?
What?
Oh, what are you supposed to be, a lounge lizard?
Shouldn't you be in school?
School numbs my buns. What about you?
I'm Just trying to get a meeting with your father.
What on earth do you want to talk to him about?
Job, business, it's personal.
I didn't know Daddy Dearest was hiring.
Oh, you will be. I just gotta talk to him first.
Yeah. You're up to something, Bobby Briggs, but I'm sure that's none of my business. Count to 10. First rule of business is you have to know who to speak to.
Audrey. How are you going? I know you're a busy man and I respect that, so I'll get right to the point.
Samantha, bring in a fly swatter. There's a bug in my office.
You can tell your boss that that tape was not the original.
You okay?
Yeah.
Can't imagine what all this is about, Bobby Briggs.
You know, it's twice you saved my bacon, Audrey. Could be talking sainthood. Is there anything I can do for you?
How about an ice cream?
Cup or cone?
Cone. I like to lick.
What was the purpose of your first visit to One Eye Jack's?
To gather information about the death of Laura Palmer from Jacques Renault.
Were you apparently lured back across the border, where he was wounded while being arrested, and subsequently murdered that night in the hospital?
Renault was a material witness to events leading up to Laura's death. Leland Palmer confessed to Jacques' murder, which I believe he committed. Am I being held responsible for this, Roger?
Let's talk about your second visit.
To rescue Audrey Horne from her kidnappers.
And both are dead.
You know procedure. Crossing the border without contacting Canadian authorities is a serious breach under any circumstances.
I'm not disputing that, Roger. Is it the Bureau's position that I'm responsible for these deaths?
That's what we're trying to determine. This entire matter was brought to our attention because Mountie King was involved in a sting operation to nail this Jean Renault.
We worked 6 months to set this up. One night you march in. Renault escapes. Two men are dead. And the cocaine we were using for the setup was stolen from the premises.
I don't know anything about the cocaine, but you've miscounted. Three people were killed. Jean Renault killed Blackie. I didn't know about the Battis murder until now. And a bodyguard who turned his gun on me was killed in self-defense.
So what we have is crossing jurisdictional borders, three dead bodies, and international drug trafficking.
I admit to the border crossing. I told you the extent of my involvement with the killings. Roger, I hope you know me better than to suspect I would have anything to do with a drug transaction.
I won't know that until you prove it, Cooper. And I might add, the DEA's been brought in to investigate. You have 24 hours to assemble your defense. In the meantime, I'll require that you surrender your gun and your badge.
Sheriff Truman?
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I'll stand.
Well, let me begin by saying, whatever Agent Cooper's guilty of will not be held against you. And your cooperation will be useful and greatly appreciated.
If I understand the law correctly, you need extradition papers in order to get a statement from me. And you need a subpoena from a judge. Now, unless you gentlemen have that paperwork, I suggest you take your cooperation and stuff it.
That attitude will not serve you or Agent Cooper.
Well, it's not an attitude. That's a promise. Agent Cooper is the finest lawman I've ever known. I've had nothing but respect for him since he arrived in Twin Peaks. Now, I don't know what information you have or where you got it from, but it is dead wrong.
Thank you for your time.
Help yourself to coffee on the way out.
Nursing home. That's great, Bobby. I'm glad things went so well. Must have been the longest meeting in history. Yeah, I still love you. Bobby, I've been thinking we have to do something with Leo, put him in a home. It's not worth it. I don't want the money. Bobby, I want a life. Bobby, Leo moved.
What's with the tablecloths?
The critic has spoken. I feel like a fool.
Pick your lower lip up off the floor. It wasn't that bad.
Mother, please don't tell me how to feel. This business is all I've got. I want to keep my regular customers. I don't care if anyone new ever comes in here again. And they probably won't. Not after. If you want local color, stop in. But if it's good food you want, find a wider berth.
It was local charm, not color.
You memorized that piece of trash?
No. I wrote it. You might as well know, so that we can get this little melodrama over with. M.T. Wentz. C'est moi.
I don't believe it. Is that why you came to visit, so you could just run me into the ground?
No. Darling, I wanted to give you a good review. But this is just not a good restaurant. I can't violate my professional ethics.
Ethics? I'm your daughter.
Some standards have to prevail.
What about the standards of common decency and kindness? Or don't those standards fit into your profession?
Of course they do.
I wouldn't treat a dog like this, not as my own daughter.
Oh, as usual, you're overreacting.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I am. But they're my reactions. And the hurt I feel is my hurt. And how I react is none of your damn business.
You be sensible.
I'm being very sensible. I want you out of this place. I want you out of my life. I don't want to be hurt by you anymore.
Norma.
Goodbye.
I'm a happily married man, recently married.
To an extremely wealthy woman. As we discussed, we're really eager to do business with you.
Look, I will not steal my wife's money. I feel guilty enough about lying to her about this hunting trip.
Hey, get off. No harm, no foul. She bought it, didn't she?
I don't know. She doesn't miss much. You know, I don't like the stealing business.
Stealing? What did I think about stealing, huh?
I've had enough of it.
You're the computer expert, old buddy. Just hit the keys and she won't even see a ripple. Look at it this way. If you don't help us, how long do you think she's gonna stay your way?
I'm getting mad.
Vivian leaves you.
I'm getting mad.
Only my girl will have to kill you. Better get with the program.
Get out.
So, this is him.
Ernie, me Jean Renault.
Hi.
I met him one night in the woods when he stuck a pistol in my ear.
Yeah.
Lucky for me, I had my state prosecutor's badge with me. Never leave home without it. Jean, this is the professor. What he can do with numbers would make $1,000 a night hooker blush like a nun.
Well, a recent investment opportunity fell through. Leave us in a cash poor position. We need $125,000. Immediately.
I understand completely.
You do?
Yeah, this will not be difficult. Just so you know a little bit more about me. I've been associated with some of the most prestigious financial institutions in this country. I've laundered massive amounts of money. I've brokered tremendous deals for the Colombian and the Bolivian industries. In other words, I'm wired in, okay? I mean, I'm hardwired. I'm your man. Definitely, I'm definitely your man.
Yeah. Well, you say the magic words.
Good.
Nicely done, Ernie. Are you making this up?
No.
This is the professor, our new broker.
Hi.
You can handle a puny little bundle like this, can't you, Ernie?
Yes, he can take care of it for us, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hank, take the professor down to the tables. I understand you have a very good system for the craps and the roulette. Very scientific, eh?
Yeah, well, I don't gamble anymore. You know, I'm really used to it, but I don't gamble anymore. It's a mug's game, you know?
No, we all gamble here. You must enjoy life.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on. Let's go.
I don't like the look of him. Too nervous.
We'll see, won't we? Four for us and just a little to put the last nail in Cooper's coffin.
I'll call you when I'm done.
Where will you put it?
The car. Won't take much. Just a trace of this.
I want him crucified.
Thank you.
I did what I thought was right. I must now face the consequences.
You can do no more.
You know, Major, I find myself thinking a lot about Bob. If he truly exists.
Yeah, I've pondered that same question continuously since this horror was revealed to us.
I try to imagine him out there incarnate, looking for another victim to inhabit.
There are powerful forces of evil in him. It is some men's fate to face great darkness. We each choose how to react. If the choice is fear, then we become vulnerable to darkness. There are ways to resist. You, sir, were blessed with certain gifts. In this respect, you're not alone. Have you ever heard of the White Lodge?
The White Lodge? No, I don't believe I have. Major? I'm going to take a moment here. Feel the call of nature. There's nothing quite like urinating out in the open air. I look forward to hearing more about this White Lodge. When I return from my journey.
Take a break.